Sergeant R.
Is this Elton?
Yes, it is.
Elton, listen, my name is Roy Mercer.
Uh-huh.
You in charge of them trucks that leave out of that Crown Auto way down there on Sheridan?
Yeah.
Listen, I was over there today, and there's a truck pulled out of that dadgum place.
Uh-huh.
I was on my way to the vet. I had a pair of matched lovebirds that I got my wife for Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Had to take them down to the vet, and I had to slam on my brakes a dadgum hard. It threw that cage in the floorboard, and it broke both their necks. They did. They died in each other's wings. I just want to know what the hell y'all was going to do about it.
I don't know.
You're in charge of them, ain't you?
I'm not sure if is this serious?
By God, as serious as I can be. My wife, I ain't even told her about it yet. I got to break the news to her that little John and Yoko is dead.
Uh-huh. What truck was it?
It's one of y'all dadgum trucks.
Well, we got more than one truck.
It's one of them big transport jobs.
Huh?
It's one of them big transport jobs. It just pulled out in front of me and went right on.
Just a one-time dooley?
I don't know what size the dadgum thing was. All I know is that I got two dead lovebirds in a cage right now, and I need you to replace them before I go home.
Well, I don't know anything about, you've got a great big transport now. We don't have any.
Do you know anything about an ass whooping?
Well, yeah, I do.
Well, by God, then you's getting ready to get one, because I got to get some satisfaction out of this or I can't go home.
Well,
it's $500, Alton.
Oh, boo.
I guarantee you. How big a feller are you?
Well, I'm just about big enough that if you're going to get that way about it.
Well, I guarantee you I'm that way about it. Used that gum truck, pulled out in front of me, and threw my birds in the floorboard.
Well, you said that, because we've got one ton.
How many of them trucks? I don't know. It was a one ton. It was a truck. All I know is I seen nothing but just a truck, and I had to stop fast enough to keep from running into the back end of him.
Well, what was the tag number?
Hell, I don't know. Do you think I had time enough to read a tag number on that dadgum thing?
Well, I think so, yeah.
How big a feller are you?
Well, I'm big enough to take care of myself.
Where are you going to be all afternoon?
I'm going to be right here where I live.
Well, where's that at?
Bristow, Oklahoma.
Well, tell me how to get there.
Well, just get in your car and come on, but you better have proof that it was one of my trucks, because there's all kinds of trucks comes out over there.
That's one of them. It was some kind of rocking R or something. Rocky R?
Well, if it had that sign on it, but I'd like to know which one it was.
By God, I don't know which one it was, but whichever one it is, it's the one that's getting ready to get your ass whooped.
Well, just get off my goddamn telephone.
I guarantee it. He's getting there. All right, we'll see what we can do then.
Hello.
Listen, I tell you what, if you just get me
No, I'm not going to go buy your birds.
How come?
Well, by God, you're going to have to prove something to me, buddy.
What do you want me to prove to you? You want me to bring these dead birds to you?
I want to know what's going on. I want to know who it was. I mean, you're not going to call me up and be doing me that way, buddy.
Well, by God.
Well, by God. Call me, don't test me. You ain't getting nowhere with me like that.
Well, I guarantee you. How far would we go with you if you knew that your boss had put us up to this?
My boss?
Yeah, put us up to this.
I am the goddamn boss. Stick it up here.
Your buddy Henry and Jeff and all your drivers put us up to this.
Okay.
Elton, are you all right?
I'm going to bring me a bunch of goddamn turkeys and just turn loose in that building.
I think there's a bunch already there.
I think there is too. I'm going to bring some with feathers.
You've been a great sport.